back and enjoy the Two True Freaks Internet Radio Broadcast.
Welcome back to Charlie's Geekcast Presents The Adventures of Superman. Our first episode today, Alonzo Craig Arctic Explorer Part 2, which first aired on May 29th, 1940, starring Bud Collier as Superman / Clark Kent. Enjoy!
Presenting the transcription feature, Superman!
Up in the sky! Look! It's a bird!
It's a plane!
It's Superman!
And now Superman, champion of the weak and the oppressed, valiant fighter for truth and justice, faster than an airplane, stronger than a locomotive, he came from the planet Krypton to walk the Earth disguised as mild Clark Kent, news reporter for the Daily Planet. Kent had arrived in the Arctic ice field searching for a special expedition sent out by his newspaper, which was headed by Professor Peters and Ray Martin. Peters and Martin had vanished into the wilds of Ellesmere Land in an effort to find what had become of the famous explorer, Captain Alonzo Craig, missing for over 3 years, but still believed alive. When we last saw him, Kent had become Superman and had plunged into the sea to rescue the ship from surrounding icebergs. Barely in time, with superhuman strength, he thrust aside the towering tons of ice and forced a path for the ship to the coast of Ellesmere Land. As our story continues today, some time has passed. Kent's expedition has established a base camp, and he and Captain Walters have taken a dog team out into the icy wastes, still heading north, in an effort to pick up the trail of Peters and Martin. It is evening. The Arctic night has fallen, and Kent and Walters are discussing whether to remain where they are or strike back toward their base. Walter is gradually giving way to apprehension. Listen.
What's the matter? What are we stopping for, Captain?
Mr. Kent, I don't know. I can't be sure. But I feel as if something was watching me, following close behind all the time and watching out there in the dark. Don't you feel that?
Well, since you mention it, I do.
You was asking me if I was afraid. I am afraid, Mr. Kent. I'm afraid of what may happen. Listen, that's Chico, the lead dog. And he's afraid, too. Look at him. He's standing right up in his harness. They hear things that we don't hear, Mr. Kent. Who's to say that they don't see things we don't see?
Stop it, Walters. Your nerve's gone. You'll have me seeing things and hearing things next. Now, look here. Back on the boat before we made shore, you started to tell me why you sent that telegraph message to Editor White about having to hurry.
What about it?
Well, what did you mean?
Well, I'd found that ring, hadn't I? The one you said Alonzo Craig's sister gave Martin.
Yes, I meant to ask you about that. Where did you get it?
An Indian brought it down to Port Ormond. But he'd never say where he got it.
Do you think he stole it?
Maybe so. But how? Martin hid it when he left Port Ormond for Ellesmere Land. I know that.
Oh, look, Walter, stop beating around the bush. Tell me what you really do think. Great Scott, man, this isn't time to keep things back.
All right, I will tell you. I think Alonzo Craig found out where that Indian treasure was, the Luck of the North. And I think that old witch doctor got him.
What? The head of the tribe? The one who never dies?
That's what they say.
Well, all right. What about Peters and Martin? Who got them?
I don't know. But Peters and Martin, they never should have come up here. The tribe hates white men. They've proved that before.
I understand they're white themselves.
Oh, maybe. Nobody knows for sure. Nobody's ever been up here to see.
Chico. What's the matter with him? Walters, look. He seems to see something.
Kent, he does see something. Up in the sky.
What?
Kent, look.
Good heavens. Walters, what is it?
It's a man. The figure of a man up in the clouds. The figure of a man in pale green fire. Kent,
look. It's getting clearer. It's tremendous, Walters. It's an Indian. It's the figure of an Indian.
He's got his hand raised. It's a warning, Kent. It means to go back. What is it? Look.
Walters, you stay right here. Don't move.
Kent, where are you going?
Wait. Just stay by the sled. Keep the dogs quiet.
It's getting brighter. Kent.
I don't know what's going on here, but I'm certainly going to find out. There's something in those clouds, all right. Up we go. Up, up. I can't blame Walters for feeling shaky. I felt the same way myself. Unseen eyes following us, watching us all the time. Now then, into those clouds. Whatever you are, here we come. Oh, it's queer. Not a thing. Not a sign of Indians or fire or anything else. Just clouds and mist. Well, I don't understand it. There isn't anything here. Yet I did see that figure, whatever it was. Walters was right. It was warning us away. Well, no use staying up here. Might as well get back down and see what happens next. Down we go again. Down, down.
Coming, Walters. I'm right here.
Where you been?
I ran up to that little hummock to see if I could make something out of that thing in the sky.
It ain't there no more. Did you see anything?
No, not a thing.
Well, we see it. You can't get around that.
No, I'm not trying to. The question now is, what do we do?
I'd say we go back right now.
Oh, it's too dark. We'd miss our own trail.
I'd say try it anyway. Do you want to spend the night here? What's the matter? What you looking at now?
I'm not sure. Up there ahead. Through the opening in those cliffs. Can you see anything?
Too dark to see much.
Looks like a valley opening out beyond the cliffs. Look, Walters. Look, through that opening. Don't you see something up there? Don't you?
Which way? No, I don't see nothing.
Look again. Keep looking.
Wait a minute. Yes, I do, sir. I do see something, Kent. It's a light.
That's it, Walters. There's a flickering light up in that valley. It's almost like a signal light. Come on.
Come on. What do you mean? Where are you going?
Up there, of course. Man, don't you understand? It may be Peters and Martin.
Can't wait. What about that figure? That engine in the sky? Whatever it was, it said, go back. Go back just as plain as day.
Never mind. We're going on, Walters. We've got to. Come on, get the dogs going. Hurry up.
Kent, I'm telling you, we better not.
Walters, if it is Peters and Martin and they're hurt or dying of starvation, would you want to leave them here to die? Would you?
No, no, we couldn't do that. Engines or no engines. Frisco! Chico, up! Get up! Hurry up! Up!
That's the stuff, Walters. I know you wouldn't quit. We'll head right for that opening in the cliff. Look, the light's still there.
Come on, get a move on you! Mash him up! Mash
him! Far away in the darkness of the Arctic night, a faint and flickering signal beckons to Clark Kent and Captain Walters. Under the shadow of the cliffs, on across the crackling ice fields, the panting dog team draws ever closer. And meanwhile, behind them and on every hand, dark forms close in along the trail, slipping silently from rock to rock, hiding behind shadowy blocks of snow and ice.
There it is, Walters. We're through the opening of the cliff. There's the light.
It is a light, sure enough. Say, there's a hut there, too. Eskimo Ice House. I can just make it out.
All right. This is close enough. Stop the team. Pull up.
Oh, oh, there you are. Chico, oh, down, 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 down. You think this is close enough? I'll have to peg down the dogs.
Sure, we'll walk the rest of the way. Well, that light's still there. Make it fast, Walters.
All right. I reckon this will hold them.
All right, come on. If it's Peters and Martin, they may be in bad shape.
Kent, the light's gone out.
That's so. It was up there on top of the hut. Must have been some kind of a lamp. Here we are. Did you think to bring a light?
Yeah, I got my flashlight.
Good.
There's the door.
All right, I'll go first. You crawl in behind me.
Careful now. You don't know what's in there. Maybe you better take the light.
It's all right. Come on in.
Well, say, I don't... Why, it's empty. There ain't nobody here.
Martin? Ray Martin? Professor Peters?
No use. This is all there is to it. If they was here, you'd see them. But look, there's a whole lot of stuff here. Maybe if we got a look at that, we might be able to tell if it was theirs or not. Listen, Kent. The dogs.
What's happening?
Something's got after them. Kent, You stay where you are. Don't go outside. Don't you do it.
Captain, whatever it is, we've got to save those dogs. Do you want to die right here? Come on, out the way we came in, out through the hole.
No, don't you do it. Kent, look. There was a face. A face there at the door. An Indian, Kent, an Indian.
All right, then we know what we're up against. Come on.
No, don't you see? They set that light. They just wanted to catch us in the heart. It was a trick, Kent.
Come on, Walter. Stay here if you like. I'm going out. Oh, all right. If you want trouble, you can have it. Just wait till I get outside. Oh, I think you'll try knocking my brains out, do you? Well, come closer and try again. Ah, there we are, out in the clear. Now then. I think I can do better from the air. If it doesn't do anything else, it may startle a bit. Watch out. Here I come. One in each hand. That ought to give them something to think about. There. How do you like that? Try to knock strangers on the head, will you? There. Now then, where's Walters? Oh, there he comes. Watch it. Oh, they've hit Walters with a club. But I'll settle that. I've just been playing before. See how you like this. Oh. There now, you're coming around all right, Captain.
What? Where am I?
Right here, inside the igloo. How do you feel?
Kent, what happened?
We were mobbed, Walters. One of your Indian friends hit you over the head with a club before I could stop him.
Injuns? But where are they now?
They're gone, thank you. I told them to go and they went like that.
What? You fought them off? But they'll come back?
Oh, no, they won't. Not those Indians. Oh, forget it, Walters. I've got something much more interesting. If you're not feeling too low.
I'll be all right. I got a good thick head. What's up?
Walters, you were right and so was I.
What do you mean?
It was a trap, all right. Those devils meant to get us in here and probably wipe us out. And I'm afraid that's what happened to Peters and Martin, too.
Kent, what do you mean?
I've been searching around. I found something here in the igloo. Something mighty important. Can you sit up, Walters?
Yep. There.
All right. Just look here. Look at this.
What you got there? What is that, Kent? Tell me, what is it? Kent, tell me, what is it?
Huddled in the tiny Eskimo ice cabin, Ken and Walter stare unbelievingly at what Kent holds in his hands. The clue that sets them definitely on the trail of Professor Peters and Ray Martin. What is it? And what will happen when they set out tomorrow morning to follow it down? And meanwhile, what of Peters and Martin themselves? Are they still alive? And if they are, can Kent and Walters reach them in time? Tune in next time and follow the story of Superman.
Up in the sky! Look! It's a bird!
It's a plane!
It's Superman!
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Action Comics magazine.
Our second episode of the day, Alonzo Craig, Arctic Explorer, Part 3, which first aired on May 31st, 1940. Enjoy!
Presenting the transcription feature, Superman!
Up in the sky! Look! It's a bird!
It's a plane!
It's Superman!
And now, Superman, valiant fighter for truth and justice, champion of the weak and the oppressed, who walks about among human beings disguised as mild Clark Kent, news reporter for the Daily Planet. When we last saw him, Superman was in the wilds of Ellesmere Land with Captain Ike Walters, navigator and sled driver, searching for the famous explorer Alonzo Craig, missing 3 years, and also for Professor Peters and Ray Martin of the Daily Planet. Our story continues today. Several hours have gone by. It is morning, and a thin northern sunlight streams in through the igloo's opening. Kent and Walters are still discussing the mysterious object found by Kent the night before. Listen.
Let me see that diary you found here in the igloo. My gosh, Kent. You really think it's Martin's?
Positive. I'd know Ray's writing anywhere.
And you say it was buried under the ice.
Yeah, the Indians got almost everything else, but they didn't get this. There isn't a doubt of it, Walters.
Sure seems not.
Those devils did to Peters and Martin just what they tried to do to us. And Martin writes it all down. Listen to this on the last page. Here. Can't write much more. They're closing in. We'll try to hide the diary. I'm convinced Craig is still alive. And there it stops.
Then the Indians came.
Right. The Indians came. And we may never know what happened next. But I don't understand it, Walters. Listen. I'm going outside. I'll feed the dogs and unpack the sled.
I'm coming, too. Give me a hand up, Kent.
No, now you stay where you are, Walters. It was a nasty clip on the head you got.
Oh, I'm all right.
Say, look where we got to last night. We're right on the edge of a coastline. Look, will you? There's open water out there. And what's that thing? Walters, look.
I see it, Kent. Coming right down the street. It's a native kayak. Eskimo canoe.
Well, I wonder what he's after.
He's a scout. Look at him drive that kayak. Say, I reckon he don't see them walruses. He better watch out.
Quick. I'll go down one side of that little point. You go the other. We'll catch him and make him talk.
Oh, Kent, I'm sorry. I can't make it.
What?
I reckon I'm just about all in, Kent. Oh,
and he just fainted. He'll be all right.
And is that a bit of luck? Superman can do so much better than Clark Kent. And with Walters out of the way, who'll be the wiser? Off we go. Down to that point. He can't see me now, but I'll be able to see him and jump out at him when he comes by. This'll do it. Now then. Oh, he's certainly traveling. Must be out for exercise. And he doesn't see those walruses. Oh, what's the matter with him? He's heading right past them. By the fool! Oh, that old fool's getting ready to charge. He's after the kayak. Oh, he's got him. I think it's time Superman took a hand in this. Up we go. Up, up. Faster, faster. Certainly going to be close. Got to hurry. He's closing in. Paddle, you fool. Now then, down, down. Oh, he's got the kayak. He's upset it. Down, faster. No, you don't. I want this man myself. Get away from here. Go on, beat it. To get this man before he drowns. Get down in that kayak right now. Come on, I said, get out. All right, if you won't leave, I will. Got to pick this fellow up and take him ashore. Now then, got him loose. Turn him over. Oh, great heavens. It's not an Indian at all. What? It's Professor Peters, and he's half drowned. Well, I got Peters and Walters on my hands now. Up we go. Back to the hut. Up, up and away.
All right, Professor. How's it going now?
Mr. Kent, I can't thank you enough. That bull walrus...
They're killers, too, them bulls. Say, do you mind telling us what in thunderation you were doing paddling that kayak?
Doing? When?
Just now, when we looked. You were spanning down that strait like the devil was after you.
My dear Captain Walters, the devil was after me. The devil chief of the Kunalaka Indians.
What? He's coming this way? The old medicine man? Professor, you've actually seen him?
Yes, Kent, I've seen him. The chief who never dies. When I last saw him, he was preparing a tribal sacrifice.
What? A sacrifice?
Just so, Captain. One in which poor Ray Martin and I were to be the central figures.
Peters, what are they going to do?
Oh, my dear fellow, it's much better not to ask.
Do you know?
Yes, I have seen the preparations. Just before I escaped. Because one or the other of us can't. Martin is sick. I went for help.
What's that? Martin sick?
Peters, that sacrifice. When are they going to do it?
I think I heard them say noon.
Noon? Walters, you've got the watch. What time is it now?
Kent, you can't do anything. The professor and me can't walk. In any way...
Oh, what time is it, man?
11:30.
Professor, there's Indian camp. Where is it? How far away?
Oh, Kent, you can't do it. It's horrible, but you can't...
All right. Where is it?
Up the coastline. But it's 20 miles. You can't possibly get there.
Kent, what are you doing? Come back.
What do you think I'm doing? I'm going to get Ray Martin.
I know, but you can't. Kent,
you're out of your mind. One man against the tribe.
Well, maybe they haven't got guns.
I know they haven't, but you can't get there in time, Kent. You really, really, you can't do it.
Well, they may be late. May not start at noon. I'll take the dogs. You and Walters stay here in the hut. You said follow the coastline, eh? All right, so long.
Kent, wait a moment. You're mad. You can't possibly do it.
Wait a minute.
Can't make it, eh? Well, we'll see if I can't. Gotta take these dogs part of the way, just for the sake of appearances. After that, well, we'll see if Superman can't beat the clock. All right. Come on your feet. Chico, Frisco, up. All right now, get it up. Out you go. Push. Push. Push up there. This is something like about 50 times faster than dogs. Let's see now. Peter said 20 miles up the coast. Ought to be there. What's that? Smoke. That's it. That's the camp, all right. Got to hurry, hurry. See, they're all out there. Got some kind of an altar. Big stone. I'll circle over and see what they're up to. What are they up to? There's Martin, laid out on that stone. Who's that coming now? Good heavens. Peters was right. Now's the time, all right. Well, I'll frighten them first. And if that doesn't work, well, down we go. Down. Down. Sorry, boys. Afraid I've got to break up the party if you don't stand back with those clubs. Watch it, you. Oh, you would, eh? Well, let's see you stop this. There, that's all for you now. Can't stop any longer. Ray, Ray, are you all right? Ray. Oh, sick, he's almost dead. Ray, it's Clark Kent. You're saved, it's all right. Let me at those ropes. There we are. That does it. Up we go, and just in time. Up, up, and away. Make time now. He's in a bad way. Got to get back to the sled and pack him in blankets. Faster. Faster. Even then, I don't know. Faster. There they are. Now, down. Down. There they are. Now. Now. That's it. Get him all covered up. Ray. Ray, are you all right? Ray, it's Clark Kent. Ray, don't you know me? It's Kent. Clark Kent.
Kent. Good old Kent. No, you're gone.
Ray, you bet I came. Oh, you'll be all right now. Everything's going to be all right.
No. No. No use. I'm going, Kent. Going fast.
No.
Listen.
Ray, no, no, you're not going.
Listen,
no.
Kent. Listen, please, Kent.
All right, Ray. What is it?
Map. Map, Kent. In a pocket. Map.
A map. All right. All right. Forget the map, Ray.
No. No, Kent. Map. Shows way to secret gallery.
What?
Gallery. Listen, Kent. Gallery, where treasure, Kent? Look, look up the north. Ice caves. Far, far down in ice.
Oh, Ray, Ray, never mind the treasure. Do you think we care about that?
Gold. Gold. Emeralds, Kent. Take map and find it. And that's not all. Look out, Kent. Careful. Craig.
What? Ray, what did you say?
Craig. Alonzo. Craig.
Ray. Ray, what about Craig? Where is he?
Kent. Alonzo. Craig.
Yes?
Look out. Craig. Oh.
Ray. Ray Martin. Ray, what is it? Ray, what about Alonzo Craig?
No use. Whatever it was, we'll never know. Not now.
Alonzo Craig. What weird, unbelievable truth had Ray Martin discovered in his long, dying watches at the Cunalaca Indian camp? And What of the map and the fabulous treasure of the North? Tune in next time and follow the story of Superman.
Up in the sky! Look! It's a bird!
It's a plane!
It's Superman!
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Action Comics magazine.